Well, it was lovely and sunny this morning when I was driving up from Armagh, and it reminded me of where I used to live, my wife and I, over in a place called Papua New Guinea. Papua New Guinea, it's just north of Australia. And my wife and I, we lived among a Stone Age tribe. My wife was the first Caucasian or white person they had ever seen, and my children. And I'll not go into all the stories. We'll maybe tell about it sometime, some of the stories. But they were Stone Age. They'd never seen metal. They were a remote tribe away in the jungle, and we went away up the river. And I brought some items along. And I want you to put on your thinking caps and think what these things have in common. Now, I brought along this crocodile. It is only a baby one. It is a real one, by the way, the dead stuff there. But this is a real one. We used to be sea big ones. Oh, the length of this pulpit. And when you went round the bend in the river with your outboard, you'd see them slithering into the water. And by the way, how many of you like eating chicken? Well, do you know, they take the tail of it, and if you chop it up and put sauce on it, you wouldn't know it's any different than chicken. It's white meat in the tail. So there's crocodile. And they had those over in New Guinea. Now, we'll have a big one, but it's packed. But this is a wee tiny shell with a lot bigger shell. I know terrapin or whatever, but there's big turtles and so on. And to have those, now maybe some of you have them in a wee at home too, pet turtles or terrapin, whatever. So there's that. Now, a crocodile and this, I'm wondering what do they have in common? And then over in those countries, of course, you sometimes get these things. What's that, do you think? Yes, what is it? Do you know? I have heard you shout, a scorpion. When we moved up, I think it wasn't actually where we lived in the jungle, it was in another place. The first night there, my wife stood in one. Serves the scorpion right. It didn't get her, because they sting with a tail, and they can make you ill, and your foot swells. So there's a scorpion. That's dead, by the way. Or I wouldn't be holding it. A crocodile. Now, this is getting really damaged, but it's really old. And this isn't a real thing. Well, it's real, what I'm holding. Do you know what that came from? A snake. That's a poisonous snake. That's called a copperhead. We didn't get it in Papua New Guinea, by the way. We got it in the United States. I only met one man in New Guinea who was bitten by a death adder, it's called, but he lived, a European. The only missionary I ever met personally who was bitten by a snake, a rattlesnake in his back garden in the United States. For some people think in the mission field there's a snake waiting to jump out at you. I know of more people bitten. This was from the United States when we lived there, the copperhead. But they are a poisonous snake. So a snake, that's only its skin, of course. A snake, by the way, they taste a bit like chicken as well. They do. So there's a snake, scorpion, crocodile, turtle. I wonder what they have in common. I'll give you a clue. Those are bones of a bird. The men used to carry that like a dagger. In fact, this one was used to stab somebody one day right outside our house. Now, the person lived. My wife treated them. They were stabbed here. And we saw it happening. But that's the bone. That's the thigh bone of a bird. Now, we get a turkey or a chicken. That's not as big as that, is it? This is what a cassowary, something like an ostrich. So you think of a bird. We used to eat those there, two big birds. His head would be as tall as me. They don't fly. So you've got the dagger from a bird. You've got these things. Do you have any idea what they have in common? Oh, yes? No, well, there's a bird there. There's a bird as well. This is from a bird. That, by the way, is the egg that the bird lays. I have ostrich eggs at home that are slightly bigger, but it's a sort of ostrich. That's a cassowary egg. They make lovely pavlova, by the way, the meringue in them. But so they do, the white of it. Well, I'll tell you what the answer is. They all lay eggs. Scorpion lays eggs. That bird lays eggs. Snake and so on. Well, they all lay eggs. And there's, of course, that's the usual egg we see, isn't it? Just that size. Whoops! Oh, it's all right. It's a rubber one.
didn't break. That's the usual size of egg. Do you know what's amazing? I was thinking of birds and eggs. You know, when I was a teenager, I loved to breed budgerigars. I had an aviary up in Castlereagh and had many, many different types of budgies flying around. And I remember visiting Stanley Beattie when he lived down near Newry, and he used to keep canaries, and he had all these canaries in the aviary. And then when I was a bit older and we had a daughter, I said to my wife, I'll buy a few budgies and we'll breed them again for my daughter. And we've got two pairs of birds. And you know something? We had them for months and there was no eggs. They wouldn't lay. And my family, do you know my wife and my three boys and daughter used to laugh at me and say, Dad, those things will never lay. And I couldn't understand. I couldn't. There was no eggs. And one morning I went out and I looked in the wee nest box, which we threw that beside of it. And there was a lovely egg, I thought. And I went into the house. Ha ha, you're all laughing. They've laid, there's a lovely egg. And my wife and sons and daughter burst into laughter. Do you know why? My wife had put a wee mint imperial into the box. Now, she may be sitting there looking as if butter wouldn't melt in her mouth. So I got rid of them. I sold them again. But you know what's amazing, boys and girls and older people? Do you know in the Bible, God so wonderfully tells us about what he is like, his character. And do you know, to describe his wondrous love and care, he compares himself to a mother bird. And of course, he's a spirit, he's not, but he compares himself just as a bird takes care of her babies, the chicks. And that's only a little illustration of how God takes care of us. And you know, the Bible speaks a lot about the wings of God. Now, God does not literally have wings. Of course he doesn't. But how he cares for us is very similar to wings. When God brought the Israelites out of Egypt, it said he, as it were, swooped down like an eagle and he bore them up on wings. Because that's what a mother eagle does with her young birds. Bore them up on wings as eagles. You see, the wings of a bird are swift. The wings of a bird are strong. You've all seen little birds flying around. Have you ever thought of the strength of birds' wings? They tell me that a swallow in its 10 years of life flies the equivalent of 89 times around the world. Do you know, I wonder many of you have heard of the country of Brazil. Yes, there's a lady in the church here, Marcella's from Brazil. Do you know, I read that over in the Copeland Islands, you know, you go down to Donegadi and Malay, there's little islands. Do you know there are birds that every winter take off from there and fly all the way to Brazil? Thousands of miles. And do you know, there's some of us older people get into a plane and fly to England and retired. My, the wings of a bird are so strong. And the wings of a bird shelter. Do you know, and when it's really hot, and there's little baby chicks under the mother, she'll hold her wings up and kind of fan and keep the little chicks cold, cool them down. And when it's really cold, and over in America where we live, sometimes if there was a freak snowstorm, they would find mother birds nestling the little chicks under her wings in a hot, cozy place. And when you know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, you know what it says in Psalm 40? It says, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. What it means is, just as that little chicken runs under the mother's wings, and the mother wings holds the wings close to it, that's how God will take care of you. You'll be safe. Because that speaks of safety. I heard in the news just a couple of days ago that there was a gorse fire here in our province. And you know what the reporter said on the radio news? Many birds were found dead sitting on their nest. Because they were trying to protect the eggs or maybe the baby chicks. What was the mother bird doing? Giving its life to protect the little bird. And you know, that reminds me of the Lord Jesus Christ and our Savior. Because to get at the little chicks, the fire has to go through. And by the way, it has been found in a place in America where forest fires rage so quickly that sometimes the mother bird has died and some little chicks are still alive, giving her life. And thank God, when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, you're just like one of those little chicks getting under the mother bird's wings and sheltering there. The wings. Every time you see a bird, you think that the Bible says that God's love and care for us is far greater than a mother's bird. But just as that mother cares for that little chick. Now, let me tell you a lovely story about a man my father used to tell me about. I never heard him. But he was a famous preacher. My father heard him in Belfast, away in the 1940s. A man called Gypsy Smith. I went to see a monument to his memory over in London, where he was born, near where the Reverend Ferguson is. He was a real gypsy, lived in a gypsy caravan pulled by horses. And Gypsy Smith was a great preacher, used to play a violin and sing. And he had friends lived in Canada. And he used to go to that farm after preaching. And everyone was a Christian in that family, except for Granda. And Gypsy Smith used to talk to him and say, you know, you need to trust Christ as Savior. But you know what he used to say? I'm glad my children know the Lord. And I'm glad my grandchildren love the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know, I'm different. He used to say, oh, I'm just odd, Gypsy. This salvation, and really, that's for other people. I'm just not the type of person that would be saved, that would be a Christian. I'm just odd. Now, this man had a wonderful hobby. He had lots of farm, lots of different birds. But he had these special birds with lovely feathers that they would go to shows and win cups and prizes and special eggs, special breeding. And he had this hobby with the beautiful plumage, the beautiful feathers, and he was very proud of them. And one day said the Gypsy Smith, you see that prize hen? Those are the lovely eggs, and my, there's going to be beautiful birds. And they'll grow into with their lovely feathers, and they're a rare breed, funny, not like an ordinary hen, you see, lays eggs, not beautiful. And Gypsy Smith hit on an idea. You know what it was? He said, will you do something for me? That's a certainty, you know you're my friend. And Gypsy went over and he got not an egg about this size. He got a wee tiny egg, wee banty egg they're called. It's of a wee scraggly looking hen. And he says, here, put that egg on. You know how the bird sits on the eggs to hatch them? The farmer said, you can't do that. That's from a different type of bird altogether. I'm breeding showbirds, birds with lovely feathers. He said, oh, would you do it for me? So he did it. Now, some weeks later, Gypsy Smith was back. And there was that beautiful hen. And he noticed lovely chickens are just beginning to get their feathers. You know, they're mature feathers that look lovely. And he could see, oh, they're going to be. And then he heard a crash of thunder. And you know what happens when there's thunder in the farmyard? The mother bird put out her wings and started to squawk. And those little chicks began to run. And here they came, they're getting their lovely feathers. And they got under her wings. But the mother bird kept going on, squawking. And you know what happened? Do you remember I said he put a wee tiny egg under the mother bird? Around the corner came a wee tiny scraggly looking bird. It didn't look like the others at all. My, was it odd. And it ran round the corner and the mother bird put her wings down and pulled them all to her breast. You know what Gypsy Smith said? Do you see? There was room for everybody. Even for the odd one. Even for the odd one. You know what he meant, don't you? But all of us can know Christ as Savior. Some years later, Gypsy Smith was asked to come back to that farm because that elderly farmer was dying. And when Gypsy Smith went into the room, that man who was dying looked up and recognized his friend and he said, Gypsy, I'm under his wings. What did he mean? He meant that he had come to trust the Lord Jesus Christ too. I remember some years ago there was a man I visited continually. He was 89 years of age. He'd lived in Canada as well. That's what makes it coincidental. He lived in Canada. And he used to breed pet birds, birds with a lovely plumage. And we used to talk to him about coming to Christ. He'd say, but I've been good all my life. I've never done anything. I remember meeting a man in Canada and he said he was born again and we caught him stealing. I would never do that. I used to say, but Joe, we all give account to God for ourselves, not for somebody else. And one day I remember reading him four verses, and just be very quick with these. I said, Joe, four verses. For all have sinned. All of us. Some have sinned more than others, of course. But all of us have sinned. And therefore, we're under judgment. And the wages of sin is death. With no excuse. But God commends his love to us. That means God has been so loving. He sent Christ to die for our sins. And then the verse through which I came to Christ as a boy of 8. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. A few days later, I'll never forget, Joe got in touch through his nephew. And he said to me that morning, he said, you know, many times in life I would say prayers at night. I'd even say, Lord, forgive me and take me to heaven. But he said, this morning, it's different. Because I've come as a sinner. And Christ has saved me. 89 years of age. And he had never come to trust Christ. Finish with this verse in the Bible. You know, one day the Lord Jesus Christ said to the crowds that had listened to him preach, how often would I have gathered you as a mother bird would gather her chickens under her wing, but you wouldn't come. Isn't that sad? He said to the people who listened to him preaching, I offered you salvation. I was like a mother bird calling out for the chicks to come under her wings. But you didn't come. You see, over in New Guinea, what I didn't tell you, we lived, it wasn't windows as you have here, it's just wire, because it was 100 degrees every day. And I used to keep a shotgun. I remember one day shooting a dog. It was one of these dogs I warned this man, because I brought chickens up for the people to try and introduce hens into the tribe. And his dog kept eating them, the baby chicks of the people, and he shot the dog. And then they kept the teeth of the dog to make a necklace. But the chicken hawks were terrible. You'd hear the mother hen squawking and you'd run out, and sometimes it was too late. A chicken hawk, and they're very hard to kill because they see them circling. And they wouldn't go for the mother birds, but they would take the wee chicks. And all of a sudden they would just go, take it away. And then I remember the nights the big python snakes, you know, the length of this pulpit on. Different nights we'd go out and they killed some of our hens. And we used to call to the men with their big bush knives to kill the python and they would eat them. But they would come and they would kill them. In other words, those chickens were in danger. And when the mother bird saw a chicken hawk in the sky, she would squawk to call for her chickens to come. And if they weren't quick enough, it could be disaster. Come to the Savior. Make no delay. Here in his word, he's shown us the way. I pray all of us will come and get under the Lord's wings and trust him as Savior.